The student enrollment figures compare the initial month of school at September 30th with the end of the first semester, January 29th. During those 4 months, overall enrollment increased by nearly 200 students to over 49,400. Mid-year graduation, combined with students leaving school, resulted in 400 fewer in senior high, but most other levels increased. The biggest increases occurred in the pre-elementary, special education, and special services area, over 250, and elementary school enrollment rose by almost 200. The report, labeled a membership summary, also presents lists and maps of student population at individual schools, as well as the percentage they were under or over capacity. The map pattern caught board member Tim Steele's attention.
It really highlights the overcrowding of elementary schools in the southwest part of the city. You know, you've got six schools in that area that are over 100%.
Bayshore Elementary is 122% above program capacity. Sand Lake Elementary, 131% above program capacity. Fairview and Tyson Elementary are listed at 114%. Mears posted the highest over program capacity among the middle schools at 112%, while among secondary schools, Diamond and West share that distinction at 107%. School Superintendent Carol Como says the district is not about to rush into any boundary changes to alleviate school overcrowding.
We won't be doing anything with boundary changes for next year. It takes time. You've got to educate people. It's many months of work to bring the community along. It's not a simple process.
Como also noted the district's proposed 10-year plan calls for a new Southwest Anchorage Middle School and an additional elementary school. A second report appearing at the school board meeting focused on first semester student suspensions and expulsions. The report begins with giving the percentage of students not suspended or expelled during the first two quarters. That ranges from over 99% at the elementary level to just under 97% among high schoolers. In the reverse approach, there were 575 middle school suspensions during the first half of the year and six expulsions. High school students accounted for slightly more than 1,000 suspensions and 18 expulsions. During the semester, the same student could account for more than one suspension. While the suspension and expulsion report has long existed, this latest one is in a new format. Ed Graff, the district's assistant superintendent of instruction, explains while the new computer program allows a more accurate assessment of serious misbehavior, it comes at a short-term price.
It's really prevented us from being able to do a comparison with the old report because the data would be skewed. We're also working through what the state has kind of asked us to do in terms of identifying a couple different incidents that we need to clarify in our current practice right now for weapons or suspensions.
The middle school report shows the greatest number of suspensions were for fighting and physical violence at just under 135. There were no suspensions due to alcohol or drugs. Fighting and physical violence also topped the high school suspension list at 140. Alcohol accounted for 24 suspensions, while street drugs resulted in slightly more than 120 suspensions during the first semester. The suspension and expulsion report also includes a racial, ethnic, and gender breakdown on a school-by-school basis. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.